Until the next one, we say GMTM.
From Shaquantu, it is Suzozo Moya.
Fresh Breakfast is on us. NSK and Shaquan. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
It is 7:51 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. That's Fresh FM with the NSK and Shaquan. It's 7:51 Africa Day time. And you said, this is our 60th edition, our 60th opportunity to say, listen, me, I'm an African.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even though we were colonized, you know what I mean? They came, depleted our resources, but we're still here. And the future happens to be with
us.
Donkey. Bye, donkey. Speaking of celebrating us and highlighting us and just talking about us. Selfishly, if I may add, we have a songstress, a woman who has the pipes of a 4x4. You know what I mean? Those you know those pipes that can handle going up the Namib Desert, that can go through the rain, that can handle the terrain. That's how powerful Tahle Wadinza's voice is. Come on, man. You should listen to this woman's music, Shaquan.
No, I have listened to her music.
and that's what happens when we don't connect as Africans, Shaquan.
Yeah, because we miss out on talents like that.
Because we miss out on talent like Tahle. We did reach out to Tahle and we asked her a couple of questions, and she was very happy to help us with answers. All right, we asked her, are we really making an effort to work and collaborate with fellow Africans, or are we absorbed by our immediate environment? As a matter of fact, Inklek, tell us, what is our challenges, or what are the challenges?
Hi, NSK and Shaquan, thank you so much for having me on Fresh FM. This was super, super exciting.
She's so lovely.
And happy Africa Day to everybody who's tuning in. I think we are making an effort to collaborate, but I also think issues of collaboration are very much a two-sided kind of thing. My thought process is just, it's quite hard to collaborate out of your immediate environment. I just love the way that question was worded. And I think mostly it's because we are not necessarily in touch as we could be or should be with what other African artists are doing on the continent, other than the ones that have really broken out into the regional or the international market. And most of those artists are usually from either Nigeria, South Africa, Tanzania from time to time, and Ghana as well, and also Botswana. But the rest of us, you know, it becomes a little bit difficult because you'd have to do, you know, in-depth research on who and how to collaborate with. But I think that needs to change, especially when we're now talking of, you know, the bigger picture of the African narrative,
exactly.
Especially from a musical perspective, how we as Africans would like to be remembered and to be seen, and what we contribute from a musical perspective can only be achieved through intentional collaboration. So inclusive of the African story is, yes, the Nigerian story and the South African story. And those are, you know, the Africans on the continent which are dominating, and kudos to them. They are really representing us well. But in addition to that story, we have Namibia, we have Zimbabwe, we have Gambia, we have Congo, you know, we have a plethora of different African countries who have beautiful elements to add to the African story from a music perspective. So I think that's the best way I can answer that.
All right. She has a very ASMR voice.
Yeah.
It's very soothing for some reason. But then also we continue to have a conversation with Henry Dude Oscar. When the rest of the pop and commercial world sees Africa, they see obviously Nigeria for the most part and South Africa, like she said, how do the rest of the countries change this narrative?
And she had a mouthful to say. Listen to this.
I think what I would like to say is the Nigerians and the South Africans are doing such a sterling job in representing the African experience when it comes to music and actually a lot of different other artistic expressions. I think just to draw a bit from the first question that you asked me, I think collaboration is dynamic. And one of the things that are going to help us, you know, change this narrative or have rather other African artists come more to the forefront when it comes to experiencing the African experience through music is by understanding the strategies that have been put in place by the South African and Nigerian nation. I think we underestimate what planning does, and it's the intention that these nations have. I think it's a strategic thing. It's just not, oh,
I think you know, so too.
Yes, demographic has a part to do with it, but it's also intentional. It's just not, oh, we have amazing artists in our country, and you know, we'll see to each their own. You know, we hope they become great.
Yeah, it's intentional.
They have some form of strategy that each nation is pushing to make sure that their artists shine. And you know, the music industry is no different from, you know, the tech space or the health space. You know, each country has a developed plan to say this is how many nurses, doctors we need, how many engineers we need, and this is how our workforce nationally is going to look like, and this is what they're also going to contribute when we push them from a taxation point, and this is how it benefits our country. And if you look at South Africa and Nigeria, their nations are very deliberate about that because it's part of their mapping. I think Africa, if what we are rich in besides the minerals is actually that artistic flair, and it's just not seen in music, it's seen in literary arts, you know, and different forms of performance art such as dance. And I think that's only going to really be recognized if there's actually a national thrust for it. So I think, you know, sometimes when we have the conversation about Nigeria and South Africa, which we have a lot across the continent, I'd like to think sometimes it's like, you know, why them only? I think it's because there's a little bit of strategy that we're missing. You know, it's just, it's bigger than artist to artist collaboration. It should be a national thrust to say, this is what we want music. We want art to be part of the Zimbabwean narrative, the Namibian narrative, the Ghanaian narrative, you know. So, you know, that's where I'm thinking. And I think if those things change or there's effort in those areas, we're going to start seeing the beauty of.
All right. What we're going to do is we're going to pause on that. But she, I mean, listen, there's a lot of points that she said.
Absolutely.
That really, really sticks to what I've been saying as well, especially in my private circles, is that these countries, there was a deliberate strategy that was put in place. There was a deliberate, there was someone that consciously said, listen, we want this thing to happen for our country. We want to create an identity. Someone made the decision consciously either 20 years ago, 25 years ago, in terms of Nigeria, South Africa, and Tanzania,
and
the music
industry.
It's a deliberate strategy. You know what I mean?
Very, very true.
And that's what she believes, and that's where we all need to go as the rest of African countries. We'll continue with her. That's her right after the news. This is Namibia's Heart and Soul with the Enes Kane Shake One.
This is a song for December. When
in how the players. that thing, man. Tatle weddings. Oh my God. What a versatile artist.
No, oh honestly, Tatle is a force to be reckoned with. Are you serious right now? This is actually the one song that stood out for me when I actually went to her YouTube channel. Listen to what the song's all about, partner. So I was first like, man, she sounds so angry in the song. And rightfully so, because this song, titled Ghost Town, speaks to a rugged side of a woman. It explores her nature at times when she feels pained, angered, or betrayed. This woman addresses the displeasure and anger of the lack of commitment and sincerity that a man, I mean, from a man that she once loved.
Yeah, basically, don't piss off a woman, gents.
Don't do that. Don't do it.
Yeah, that's why Rihanna also said men down. But you people don't want to hear. Yeah. Owens, let's learn.
Now look at you trying to figure out you. Why you're so cold right now. Oopsie, too late, man too down. Loud, man you down. Are in a mortuary.
Ghost town. Hello, knock, knock. Hello, no one is there.
No one is there.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, let's continue the conversation with Tatle as we continue to highlight the African continent. She is from Zimbabwe and she is just, you know, she's sharing her wisdom with us. So we did ask her, who does she know from Namibia in terms of music or just the entertainment space in general?
Actually, I came across three interesting artists. The first one I came across was Gaza, Rihanna Nell, and then I think Boss Lady Sally. I was pleasantly surprised at the range and the dynamic of the Namibian creatives, actually. It's so interesting. I mean, I was listening to one of Gaza's songs where he features two artists, Paige and Paige, and it's called Up All Night with like an Afrobeat nuances, and another one where he, you know, blends excerpts of, you know, the, you know, Namibian cultural stencil, and he puts it into some amapiano called, I think, in the Boot, if I'm not mistaken. Very interesting stuff. And I just really want to say that, wow, Namibia is exceptionally talented, and the sounds are diverse. Like with Rihanna now, she's, from what I understood about her sound, it sounds very contemporary pop, very clean, very melodic, very intentional in terms of the music creation. Wow, Namibia. Shout out to you. You guys are exceptionally amazing.
Yeah, so, you know, maybe very soon we will actually see a collaboration
with her
with one of our very talented acts here in Namibia as well. So we obviously continued the conversation and we did ask her if she has any plans for any new music. And let's just pick her brain on this a little bit.
Thank you so much, NSK and Shaquan, for having me on the show. I'm so excited, so humbled. Happy Africa Day to everybody who's tuned into Fresh FM. My name is Tahle Wedzinza. I am a young Afrocentric cross-genre artist from Zimbabwe, and I hope you follow me on all my social media platforms and all my music platforms. It's Tahle Wedzinza. I'll spell that out for you. T-A-H-L-E space W-E space D-Z-I-N-Z-A. Super, super humbled to be on the show. Thank you so much for having me. Stay blessed.
Boys and girls, young and old, she avoided the question. Maybe she's not ready to do new music. You know how artists are.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah. I don't want to get in the booth right now. Don't put pressure on me.
I want to put a timestamp on a thing.
And yeah.
Like, the label is just, like, on my case. And just, like, I don't want to write. I need inspiration. Leave me alone. Let me go to Tanzania or something.
And just relax and unwind.
Unwind.
In Zanzibar.
And have an MMC or whatever.
MCC,
sorry.
Yeah. So follow her on.
I don't know that life, okay? I don't have a boat.
So very soon you will.
Yeah.
So you can follow her on social media. Her Instagram is King Tatle, okay? That is T A H L. Do follow her. She's obviously just a great performer, man. Yeah. And it's one of those things where you would want to keep up with her and see what she's going to be up to.
All right. Mm. Thank you so much, Shaquan. Thank you so much, Tatle Wedzinza. We will keep an eye on you, especially when she does eventually drop that new music.
Boost your mornings.